It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends, welcome to episode 120. How's it been that many? Of 5 minutes with Marco. This is actually going to probably be more like 7 minutes. We'll see how it goes. A little long today. I am super committed to growth in my own life. I just passionately want to be a lifelong learner. I want to grow in self-knowledge and become a better leader and a better youth worker, a better husband and father, a better human being, a better follower of Jesus. Not that I always nail this growth thing, to be sure, but I'm thrilled when I see growth in my life. With that in mind, I have a little leadership self-evaluation tool that I regularly use when coaching ministry leaders, and I thought it might be helpful to pass along to you. You can be listening to this in your car or whatever, but it probably be easier if you were sitting somewhere where you could draw the chart that I'm going to explain to you. Okay, so where this came from. Less than a month before I was laid off from Youth Specialties and Zondervan, this was 15 years ago, I had an annual evaluation with my boss, who was the CEO of Zondervan. By this point, I was under horrendous stress trying to keep Youth Specialties from imploding during the upcoming transition from Zondervan ownership to another parent organization. And I was trying to figure out how to remain true to who I was while being asked to be a kind of leader that wasn't me. Honestly, it was the single worst year of my life to that point, and I was not enjoying my work. The relationship between my boss and myself was strained, and I didn't see a way out of that. I knew the ministry I loved was either going to get broken up and sold or get shut down or some other alternative I didn't see but didn't expect would be good. When I sat down with my boss for my eval, I said something like, "I hardly see the point of this. I'm not very excited about it." She asked why, and I responded, "Well, I think that within a month, I'll either be going with this organization to a new supervisor or I'll be out of a job. But either way, an evaluation of how my leadership should change here doesn't seem worth the time or effort." She said, "I don't see it that way at all." And she meant it. What came next surprised me. It was an opportunity to grow and to learn about myself. She set our evaluation forms aside, hers and mine, and asked me to create a list of roughly 12 to 15 primary responsibilities in my job, like how I actually spent my time at work. And once I created a list, we had a brief discussion to verify that I hadn't missed something, and we were both kind of signing off on it. Then she asked me to stand at the whiteboard in her office and draw a simple two-axis grid with low to high will along one axis and low to high competency, or you might say skill, along the other axis. This created four quadrants. In the upper left, high will, low competency, or low skill. And the upper right, high will, high skill. In the lower left, low will, low skill. And in the lower right, low will, high skill. Next, I was asked to place each of the items on my responsibilities list onto the grid. Not just four spots, but a continuous grid with some items in the far corners, others nearer the midpoint of one of the lines. Things for me like financials, meaning staying on top of the details of our budget and financial performance, got plotted for me in the lower left quadrant, low will and low skill. Things like championing the values of our ministry or understanding youth workers got plotted in the right top right quadrant, high will and high skill. But the truly fascinating stuff were those things that got plotted in the other two quadrants, stuff I wanted to do but wasn't good at, and the stuff I was good at but didn't want to do. Then she revealed a similar chart she had concurrently created about me using the exact same list of responsibilities, roles, and functions. And to my great surprise, there were only a couple items where we had disagreement. And even then, the difference wasn't great. It was awesome discussion. The process was wildly helpful and insightful. Not only was it a good discussion around the differences in our perception and expectations, it was also helpful for me to assess myself. Here's a short summary with wording I've developed in the years since of how you would proceed with the items in each of those quadrants. For the top right quadrant, high will and high skill, maximize these. Try to rework your schedule and even your job description so you spend 70% or more of your time on these responsibilities. It's in your best interest and in the best interest of the church or the organization you serve that you thrive. You will get your best life and they will get the best out of you. The bottom left quadrant, low will and low skill, well, this one's sort of obvious. Try to minimize these. Rework your schedule or get creative with ways to offload this stuff. Surely we all have some of this that just has to get done, but no one wins when you spend a bunch of your time there. The top left quadrant, high will and low skill. Well, these are growth opportunities, all of them. Put yourself on a learning path, reading, getting a mentor, taking a course, and move these toward the high skill side of the page. The trickiest quadrant is the bottom right one, high skill and low will. This is the stuff you're good at, but not passionate about. A starting place here is to ask why. Did I used to love this? What has changed? And the best input I can give you for this stuff is to either offload it or, better yet, reframe it. Is there some way you can reapproach or rework how you do that stuff that taps into an area of passion for you? I'd encourage you to take 10 minutes and do this exercise yourself. Feel free to reach out to me if you have questions or if you need any help.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.